SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Tariff anxiety gripping Wall Street this morning, stock futures plunging ahead of the opening bell, and there's almost universal condemnation from abroad. President Trump's announcement of higher import tariffs.
The sweeping new tariffs have been met with dismay and threats of countermeasures. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
The global economy will massively suffer. Uncertainty will spiral and trigger the rise of further protectionism.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has vowed to fight for the best deal for the UK.
We have a range of levers at our disposal.
China has been slapped with 34% tariffs in addition to the 20% announced early this year. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Guo Jiakun said this violates World Trade Organization rules. Nayan Kim, London.
From Texas to West Virginia, Mississippi to Michigan, severe storms have damaged or destroyed many homes and businesses. Several deaths reported as well, and there are more storms in the forecast. Also at SRNnews.com, New York Mayor Eric Adams is withdrawing from the city's Democratic primary. He'll seek re-election as an independent candidate. Adams says federal bribery charges, the case has been dismissed, tied him up for so long it's impossible to mount an effective primary campaign. A familiar name wants to buy TikTok from China's ByteDance.
A Trump administration official says the last-minute Amazon offer was sent to Vice President Vance and Commerce Secretary Lutnick. The clock is ticking on the video platform with a U.S. ban set to go into effect Saturday. On the day of his inauguration, President Trump gave TikTok a reprieve and met this week with senior officials to discuss the coming deadline for a sale. Greg Clugston, The White House.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down more than 1,100 points. NASDAQ futures off 777. This is SRN News. New abortion numbers from the Public Religion Research Institute.
The poll indicates that 63% of Americans want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases. 34% want the procedure to be illegal in all or most cases. 85% of Democrats favor abortion versus just 39% of Republicans. Majorities of most major faith groups also want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases. The exceptions are white evangelical Protestants, Hispanic Protestants, and Mormons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California lawmakers have rejected bills that would have prevented males from competing against females in school sports. Democrats on the State Assembly's Committee on Arts, Entertainment, Sports, and Tourism voted down two proposals by Republican lawmakers after hours of impassioned debate. The leading measure would have required the California Interscholastic Federation to adopt rules banning students who are male from participating on girls' sports teams in schools. This is SRN News. Hurricanes Helene, Milton, and Beryl were so nasty last year that their names are being retired.
The World Meteorological Organization on Wednesday officially replaced the names of the 2024 storms that killed more than 300 people and caused more than $119 billion in damage. Brianna, Holly, and Miguel take their place in the rotating six-year list of names for Atlantic storms set in advance by a committee of international meteorologists. Retiring the names of killer storms is a regular practice, and the list is approaching 100. Heath Peters, Washington.
The Agriculture Department has frozen federal funding to Maine over the state's refusal to comply with President Trump's executive order banning boys and men from competing in girls' and women's sports. The Daily Wire reports that notice was served in a letter to Maine from Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. More details at srnnews.com.